All right, Chavos, good morning. We're picking up on page Kuf Ayin Dalid, the second paragraph in Ach Ich Yavo Laha Adam. So remember again, we're speaking about the need to save oneself from Shigaon, the need to save oneself from difficulty, literally from madness, from craziness. The idea being that sometimes in life we become so unfocused. And ultimately, again, as a result of being unfocused, we end up going in all the wrong directions. We end up making poor decisions. And so the Mechaber is discussing ultimately how it is that we could save ourselves from this Shigaon. So the first thing we spoke about was this idea of finding a Rebbe. A Rebbe, finding someone outside of you who can give you clarity. The second part we're talking about now is learning Torah. Ach ich yavo la adam v'yasenu pitom mishuga chasson. Remember again, we said one of the ways in which the Yitzhara operates is the Yitzhara makes a person mishuga. Mishuga, now mishuga doesn't mean crazy. Mishuga really means distracted or inability to think clearly. So how does the Yitzhara do this? Alkein derech haYitzhara lislabish tchila b'mitzvos. You know, the first thing the Yitzhara does is he encourages. Lislabish tchila b'mitzvos means that we'll say klal gadol is. People don't want to do anything wrong. I'll admit the fact that I do things wrong, but if you ask me, do I want to do things wrong? Of course the answer is no. I want to be righteous. I want to be good. People inherently want to be good. So the Yitzhara realizes that if he tells me to sin, so he's going to fail. Because ultimately, again, I recognize sin is bad. Sin is not something I should be engaged in. And I won't fall prey to that. So what does he do? So derech hayitzar lislabish b'mitzvos tchila. Umata es ha'adam kilu mesiso la'asos mitzvah. We'll say that the power of the Yitzhara is such that it's not that he tries to get me to sin, but that he tries to convince me that the sins that I want to do are in fact mitzvos. So you see here, that's quite a talent. Right? The idea being that sometimes a person will say, you know what, I know this is wrong, I know this is usher, but I need it. I need it. Why do I need it? I need it because I work hard. I need it because I'm stressed. I need it because this. I need it. Whatever it might be, people have all kinds of ways in which they go ahead and convince themselves that certain things, in fact, are not necessarily sin. Not only are they not averos, but ultimately, again, they have the ability to be mitzvos as well. So we'll say, bless you. It's incredible, incredible yisod. So he says, v'arekach, Mateo mesisa od yoser. And then I will say, slowly but surely, well, the way the Yitzhara does is the Yitzhara plays on the justification that we'll call the Yitzhara, not plays on, but focuses on the justification framework. The idea being, I'm not going to sin chas v'shalom, but the Yitzhara is able to convince me. And by the way, just to be clear, I know I've said this before, when we speak about the Yitzhara, so, you know, again, it's not a guy in a little red suit with a pitchfork and, you know, pointed ears and a tail sitting on my shoulder. So Yetzirah refers to the internal self-sabotaging mechanisms that we each have. We'll say there are many times in life where we don't accomplish something or we fail in a certain way, and I ask myself, why did that just happen? Why did that just happen? And more often than not, it's because I sabotaged myself. And I wonder, why did I sabotage myself? There was no good reason for that. So that's the Yitzharah. The Rebbe Shalom created within us these self-sabotaging mechanisms that are there. That's what creates the friction which enables growth in life. Without the internal self-sabotaging mechanism, I'd want to do the right thing all the time. I'd want to grow all the time. And there'd be no challenge to it. Growth is challenging because for whatever the reason, sometimes I pull the rug out from under myself. So we'll say the way the Yitzharah works, the way that internal self-sabotaging mechanism works is I justify. This, at first I recognize this is an avera, but then slowly but surely, one of the amazing functions of the human mind is the ability to convince myself that not only is something not an avera, but it could actually be a mitzvah. And over time, the more proficient I become at this, the more I'm able to transform even the most grievous of acts, the most grievous of actions, into a mitzvah. Now you understand, by the way, why we're calling sin, or why we're calling when a person loses their way, a person becomes shigaon. This is craziness. That a person literally can convince themselves that that which is usur, that which is unequivocally wrong, is not only not wrong, but I can even convince myself that that it's a mitzvah. We'll say that's why it's shigaon. That's why it's craziness. He says, Shenis Balba Benitrav Daito, Ad Sha'amra Leratov, that a person literally, I will say, Nisvabal Daito means, literally, I become so mixed up. So mixed up, I lost my way, I lost my clarity in such a dramatic way that I say that which is good is bad and that which is bad is good. Ach, afapiki, adain yishpo izin etzutzi asecha vadas. Well, saying, here's the incredible thing. That when it comes to the Jew, no matter how much I mess up, and no matter how much I lose my way, and no matter how much of the mishigas, of the craziness, I get wrapped up in, I never divest myself fully of my holiness, of my seichel, and of my das. There's still some of it which resides in me. Shafil lefishtus v'chesron daito, who may be v'odea gamkin, shein lasos dvarim elu. We'll say deep down, even when I am enshrouded, right? I don't know if that's the word, but even when I am find myself enveloped by all of this mishigas, by all of the craziness, and I lose my way, and I think that what is right is wrong, what is wrong is right, there's a piece inside of me that still possesses the clarity. There's a piece inside of me that still knows what's right and what's wrong. But afa pikein, who also osam, ad shemach mazeh, tzvichim shtei tachpulos. And we'll say, well, we're going to read this part, then we're going to stop for today. So we'll say, so the shaila is, so how do I engage in course-correcting activity? So remember again, what the Mechaber is describing, I will say, over here, is essentially based on the Gemara, ein adam over avera, ele imke nichnas bo ruach shtus. Person only sins if a spirit of foolishness overtakes him. Sin doesn't make any sense. Like we saw a few days ago, we saw that's the Gemara Masechta Sota. So as I said, the idea is, how do I get myself out of the shtus? How do I get myself out of the craziness? How do I get my life clarity back? So the Mechaber says something very interesting. Safa began, who osa osam ad shemach mazatzichim shteitach bulos. There are two ways in which you cure a person who is overtaken by his craziness. Two ways in which you go ahead and you get a person to snap out of his mishigas. What are they? Now he's going to say something over here that is a bit dated, but we're going to extrapolate from it. He says, "Dainu lahakosam kedei lahachnia rishas zidonam shlo yeh lahem noach apipanim rishiginos." So we'll say, what do you have to do? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to slap it out of them. I will say, just understand that there was, it is clearly incorrect, and clearly, again, dated. But there was a conventional, that if a person was acting in a crazy way, what do you need to do? Slap him. That will say, a person could have a clinical diagnosis. But so what he's saying, doesn't mean it literally. But he means that sometimes, the way to go ahead and get a person out of the fog of their shigaon is you slap them. Not literally, of course, but you go ahead and like a person sometimes just needs a little bit of an awakening. A person just sometimes needs something or someone to just jar their eyes open so that they can see that they're enveloped by the fog of the shigaon, that they're not thinking clearly. So we'll discuss what that slap is. Velo yas, he says, shol yeh lanamach api akoparim. Well, let's just stop here. Velo yasu akoparim advarim shem ba'atzmam mevinim gam kein shem shiga onushtos. So we'll say the first thing that sometimes a person needs to come out of the fog of their shiga on is the zetz, is the hakaz, the little bit of the patch of it. Now we'll discuss in a tachlitic sense, what does that mean? What does that refer to? So we'll stop over here for today. Tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, will define what that means, and we'll also speak about the second mechanism to get a person out of the fog of their shigo.